Hi, this is Anne Whitehouse. Welcome to the full version of the Pull Back Your Power technique. This version is the one you're going to want to use on big issues, when you've got real time to relax and go deeply into that transformation. So make sure you've got enough time to really focus on the exercise. Turn off your phone, relax and close your eyes. So start by breathing gently, taking your focus into your heart. As you breathe, become aware of the energy of your heart and feel it beginning to grow. You can feel it or imagine it or visualize it, whichever way works best for you. With every breath, feel the energy in your heart getting stronger and stronger and beginning to expand. And as it expands, become aware of that circulating energy, the energy flowing from your heart, up through your neck, out from the top of your head, flowing around the outside of your body, down into the earth, and then back up through your feet, through your legs, back up to your heart. Just become aware of that beautiful circulating field of energy. Just hold that for a few moments. Focus on your heart energy, the more you will consolidate your personal power, not just beliefs in your power, but the true energy flow that enables you to create change and feel safe in your life. So hold that focus for a few more seconds. Just hold it. Aware of your value as a human being, as a woman. And your rights and entitlements. Let's just bring in the awareness that the reason that you have been losing your power, giving it away, allowing it to drain away, not consciously, but subconsciously without you realizing it, that was all because of this old, obsolete operating system that's been undermining you for so many years. But now you have the opportunity to really change that deep programming and to change the flow of energy in your life. Ready to bring back your power. I want you to draw to mind the situation where you know you've given away your power. Remember, you can recognize where you've lost your power by looking for the key signs. If in a situation you are feeling stressed and anxious, unable to speak up and express yourself, or maybe you have a need to lash out and be angry. These are signs that under the surface, you have gone into submission and your power has been given away. And consciously you're fighting against this, trying to stay safe. So bring to mind that situation. It can be an issue from your past, from years ago. It can be very recent. It can be a relationship. It can be a particular conversation. It can be anything. When you do this exercise, do it on one thing at a time. So allow that one thing that you want to shift now to come to mind. Just become aware of the fact that under the surface, your power has been given away. And when the power's gone, your mind does not feel safe, and this triggers all the stress responses in your brain and your body. And it keeps you locked and frozen and definitely unable to really be your true self. So now bring your awareness back to your heart and that circulating energy. Just feel how strong that really is. So when you're connected to your heart energy, you are really very aligned, and you are holding a really high vibration when you do this. Let's bring in the understanding, the situation or the person that you are dealing with here. They are not going to be aligned. They are not going to be in their true authentic power. They may be using force. They may be being loud. They may be being aggressive, but that isn't true aligned power. That's a low vibration. What you are doing is rising above it, taking control, taking back your power, pulling it back. So now, imagine, visualize or feel that wire connecting you to the other person or the situation. And in your heart field energy, you're going to find it much easier to pull back that ball of your power. So imagine, visualize or feel yourself reaching out with your arms, reaching out with your heart, grasping that ball of your power and pulling it back in. Feel it coming in really strongly with purpose. Pull it in. As you do, feel that energy shifting, feel that power balance shifting. On an instinctual level, what we're doing when we do this is to change the way your energy is putting itself out from being the hunted, from being the prey, to being the one who is in control. The one who is really safe. So pull that ball of your power right into your heart, into the center of that heart field energy. And hold it there. Feel it within that energy of your heart. And really focus on it. As you're doing that, we can add in another image. Imagine that you are now like a magnet and your power is like iron filings, and feel those iron filings just flying back to you. All the power you've given away to the situation, to the person, to the worries about it, the stress about it, the anxiety, over-analyzing. Remember, when you put all your focus on the other person, you are automatically giving them the power. So now we're pulling it back. You're holding that ball into your chest. You're holding it, you're focusing on it. And all the other power is returning to you, all the power that you've lost in this situation. So just keep breathing, hold the focus in your heart, and let's allow this to happen now. And as it comes in, feel your stress going down, feel your brain waves calming. You begin to feel safer, stronger, more in control. Just bring in the understanding. understanding you do not have to give your power away. Even if this person believes that they have power over you, that's simply a belief, and they're just plugging into those old, obsolete programs, that old operating system. But that's completely obsolete now. It's archaic. It's not appropriate in this time, in this 21st century. You are allowed to hold your power. Let us remind you that any belief that tells you you have to be in submission, that tells you you have to give your power away, those are not valid. There's no punishment, there's no divine retribution. The time of patriarchy is over. It's safe to allow yourself to pull back your power and to hold that power. So just one thing at a time, one instant, one relationship, one issue, we pull back that power, focusing on your heart, focusing on that energy and holding the ball of your power inside your chest, really holding and focusing on it. Now with this feeling of you actually holding your power, let's anchor that in place. So tell your mind, tell your body, this is how it should be. This is what I want. This is what I deserve. It is my right. This feeling of me holding my power in my mind, my body, my energy field, this is now normal for me. This is automatic for me. This is my default. When I go into a situation, I hold my power. It doesn't matter if somebody is being big, aggressive, confrontational, loud. You hold your power. And when you do that, you're going to feel safer, you're going to feel more confident, and people are going to begin to react to you differently. So remember, you are retraining your energy system to behave in a different way, and it's not going to completely shift overnight. You need to do this over and over again. But if you do that, it will begin to become integrated as your new energy response. So now take a moment, holding your power, and look at the situation again. Look at that relationship or that issue again. When you're holding your power, it's going to feel different. You are safe. You are in control. You can speak up, you can be confident. You have a right to hold that power in your life. And this is what we are now defining as normal. So again, tell yourselves, this is my automatic response. The more I hold my power, the safer I am. The more I can create change in my life, and the better things are for me. So just hold it for a few more moments. And tell yourself that even when you stop focusing, you can now continue to hold that power. And now when you're ready, open your eyes and continue with your day. But you can keep a small part of your mind being alert to holding that power.